Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. and Calcium Bentonite Clay. Looks like we have a good group listening in from the questions, and I have several on the phone. My name is Perry A. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, Calcium Bentonite Clay. And I'm here to answer your questions, and we have some very good ones today. I'm going to go over to the Q&A page right now and address some of those. Chris in D.C., I read everywhere online remarks about bentonite clay removing nutrients and vitamins. Where are they getting that from? They're getting that from ignorant people who don't understand clay. They just don't have the education. Because psyllium cleans out the whole, when you take psyllium, it cleans out the whole intestine. They think because clay absorbs bacteria, that it cleanses all the gut flora, all the nutrition, and everything it comes in contact with. Clay is very selective. It's only looking for a positive charged ion. It's a very strong negative charge. And your positive charge are your virus, your infections, your yeast, your moles, your fungus, your bad bacteria. There are good bacteria and bad bacteria. It is selective. It knows the difference. So a lot of people, and unfortunately a lot of health practitioners, think that it's going to strip your vitamins. All clay is vitamins and trace minerals. That's it. They're bound together. It's calcium, potassium, iron, magnesium, sodium, zinc. They're over 50 to 60 to 70 trace minerals in parts per million, as well as the dominant minerals. So, no, it's not going to hurt the food you eat or the vitamins you take. And if you have an opportunity to stop that rumor, please do. Linda from Alaska, would a poultice on liver spots help to remove these spots, and will it remove moles? Yes, even better. Actually, when you put the poultice on the liver spots, let it dry and wash it off, it begins to lighten them. Drinking the clay is the way to remove them. Liver spots are caused by a hormonal imbalance from the liver, not quite being able to cleanse everything out. And drinking the clay will take care of those liver spots. Will it remove moles? Some moles it removes very easy. Other moles takes more time and diligence. Keep the wet clay on them, let it dry. You can sleep on them at night. I had a lady the other day that had a mole on her neck, and she put clay on a Band-Aid and kept it on there, and after 3 days it came off. So it depends on the type of mole. Generally they dry up, but it may take persistence. Another question from Linda. I heard your seminar on poultices talking about shingles. I have a friend whose shingles went internal and sometimes gives her a lot of problems. Would drinking the clay help this? The printing runs off the page on my computer screen there. It certainly won't hurt, and it might help. I'm not familiar with how it works on internal shingles, but since it's all about balancing the body and the way it supports the immune system, I think it would be advantageous to drink it as well as apply it topically. So I don't know any reason why anyone shouldn't be taking clay just for that alone, because it has so many benefits to the body. Daniel in Oklahoma City. I'm a potential new user. Good. We need some potential new users. What's the recommended proper dosage? It depends on the type of clay you use, and generally your clay will tell you. I talk a lot about the Living Clay brand of calcium bentonite clay. It's a slightly swelling calcium bentonite, so it reacts differently, and it makes more clay. So the recommended dosage of the liquid clay for internal use, you would mix your jar of liquid clay with one part of clay to eight parts of water, shake it rigorously. From that, take 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days. This is a detox program, and if you're new to it, that's a good place to start. It will get rid of the toxins. It will get rid of the old putrefied fecal matter. If you should experience constipation, it's not caused by the clay, because clay is slick when wet, but it is caused by the old debris that's lodged in the lower colon that it's pulling out, and it's pretty dried and hard. So use whatever you use to keep your janitorial services flowing until you get through that state, and then you should be, most people report they have 3 regular bowel movements, and it really helps them in that regard. So 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days. This is going to get rid of parasites, larvae, and eggs that are left behind. We'll have time to hatch out and get caught during the, you know, in a week or two. It may take them a week or two for the larva to hatch to an adult to go to the clay. After that, you can kind of back off and find your maintenance level. I generally take 2 or 3 ounces a day. I don't even measure. I just drink out of the bottle. I live by myself, so I just go by and take a slug when I feel like I need it. And oftentimes, if I'm going to go eat and I know I'm not going to eat good, like I took a friend was visiting and he wanted to eat barbecue. That's the state food of Texas. And sometimes the barbecue is a little greasy, so I drank a shot of clay before I went. And it will absorb that excess grease before the body soaks it up. And I didn't need cholesterol. So you can play with it. It's very difficult to overdose on clay. You'd have to take 25% of your body weight. The rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, you're not taking enough clay. I have people that take 4 to 6 ounces a day. I don't know if it's necessary. It depends on what you're working on. All right, Barb in Litchfield, Minnesota. Perry, would clay be helpful for somebody with MRSA? Any suggestions? They did a test with a bentonite clay with several of them. One of them showed positive results for overcoming the MRSA virus. Now, clay does not kill. It, what it does is when it gets something like that, it sucks it inside the clay. It captures it and cuts it off from its source of supply so it can't keep growing and proliferate, and it carries it out of the body. Like a chemical will kill a bacteria, and then it builds up resistance to it. Now, this was done in a petri dish, not in a person. They haven't tested it that far. So I can't really give you a definitive answer to that. However, I know how clay supports the immune system. It helps balance the body. A balanced body can heal itself. So for that reason alone, I would say try it, use it, put it directly if there's an open wound, put it directly on the wound. And if not, you know, just drink the clay. It certainly is not going to hurt, and it definitely may help. Linda said, I heard your seminar on, the shingles. I answered that one. Okay, I think I've answered these. I'm going to go back and refresh. And we're talking about calcium bentonite clay here today. So, those of you who are not familiar with clay is a volcanic ash with a high negative charge and an electromagnetic energy. It has evolved over millions of years to become clay from this volcanic ash. And clay and water is just about all you need for a lot of things in life. That won't cure everything, but it will do a lot. I had some questions from last week we didn't get to. Is it necessary to use any special kind of water when mixing with the clay, or is tap water okay? Any water is okay. Tap water, it's going to pull out the excess chlorine and anything that it sees as a positive charge ion that's detrimental. It will pull out impurities. I prefer a filtered water, a filtered spring water, something of that nature. The distilled water is stripped of all your minerals, and it tends to be drying. It has a drying effect, so I prefer a filtered water. It just will work. If you just get it in you and on you, it will work. Okay, Sharon said, I'm having toothaches mostly at night after I lay down in bed. Would packing the clay on my teeth be helpful with this? Would be very helpful. Use the dry powder clay, because if you try to put the hydrated clay on there, it's wet. It's going to slip around and you're going to swallow it. But you can put the powdered clay, just to get a little ridge on a popsicle stick or the back of your toothbrush handle, and deposit between your cheek and gum and pack it all around that clay, and the saliva will hold it in place. Sleep with it on there, and it will help relieve the pain and the throbbing and help pull any infection out. It's good to do that a couple of times a month anyway, just to get the bacteria that are lodged in your gums pulled out. And it also stimulates blood flow and oxygen to the gums and kind of tightens them back to the teeth. When you get older, your gums get pockets where the bacteria can get down. So this will eliminate that. Okay. One person said, I'm having a horrible connection. Is there a replay broadcast? Yes, that's a very good question. We record these, and they are posted on aboutclay.com. If you'll go to the articles and scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see them by date. There are many radio interviews I've done with other people, and the teleseminars all posted there. So thank you for asking that question. Is it better to use clay paste or powder for diaper rash? Actually, with my grandson, when he would get it, I just smear the wet clay paste on his little bottom and close the diaper up, and the next morning it was cleared up. It just works so quickly on diaper rashes. Wouldn't hurt to sprinkle a little powder in there if you want, like baby powder in the diaper, and it's going to help absorb odors anyway, so I would say both ways, but if they really have a rash going, I prefer to smear the wet clay on. Norman in Marlborough, Massachusetts. I've been drinking clay for more than a year now, but my pH level is still very low, only about 5.5 to 5.7. How can I get my count up? Two things, Norman, I would look at is, are you eating alkaline foods? You need to switch to alkaline foods rather than acid foods. You can Google that, and it will give you a list of good foods to eat and what to avoid, what foods are highly acidic. That also tells me you may be stressed and do a lot of worrying. And I find that when I worry, I just create stress for myself because I can't change what I'm worried about. I'm either futurizing or pasteurizing. I'm either throwing something into the future and worrying about something that's never happened and probably won't. Or I'm thinking, okay, this happened in the past. It might be my experience next time, which is a fear base, and both of them cause stress. So the less stress you can have, and I'm going to recommend you go to thework.com, thework.com. This lady works with your thinking and your worries and your fears. She has a lot of videos there, and you can listen to a few of them, and you get it. It's just so easy to decompress yourself. Okay, Joan in Great Falls. Does clay cause compaction or constipation, and how much water do you drink if you take 2 tablespoons 3 times a day? Now, I'm assuming you're talking about 2 tablespoons of the liquid clay rather than the powder clay. Clay itself does not cause constipation, particularly if you have it in the liquid form before you put it in your body. It's very slick, and it's already absorbed all the moisture it's going to hold. So what causes the constipation is it's pulling out old putrefied dried fecal matter that's lodged in the lower colon. It's said we can have 5 to 15 pounds lodged in the lower colon. So when it starts pulling that gunk out, it's dry, it's hard, it's dark, it has an odor to it, and you need to get rid of it. So don't stop taking the clay. What you need to do is take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services running during that time until you get all that flushed out. And then the clay normally, after you get that flushed out, normally the clay, I get a lot of reports that people have 3 good bowel movements a day, and they've never done that before. So generally it helps for that. Sharon in Fort Collins. Hi, Sharon. Sharon's one of our frequent listeners. She said, I just wanted to share my experience with a canker sore. I put some dry clay on one before going to bed, and the next morning it was so much better. I did it again the next night, and it was totally gone the next morning. I couldn't find anything about canker sores in your book, but it certainly works on them, so I wanted to let people to know about that. Thank you, Sharon. I think I call them cold sores, but canker sores are kind of in the mouth, and yes, it does. The dry powder clay on them really helps clear them out. Any kind of, like if you bite your cheek and you get that sore in there that just keeps getting worse and worse, try to keep some dry powder clay on there, and it will just heal it up. And I'm going to do a new revision of the book, so I'm putting canker sores in it just for you, Sharon. Thank you. Okay, let me go back and refresh. If anyone that is online would like to call in with a question or to get online with me, if you will press *2, it will show up on my board, and I can click on you and bring you online with me to ask your questions. I also want to say to people, if I don't get to your question, if when you write your question, you will put your email address down, then I can answer it after the show if I missed it during the show. Sometimes I miss some, and we don't know who to call, or there's no phone number, there's no contact information. We just get the straight questions. Rita and Lansing, can clay help hypothyroidism at all? I think clay can help everything to some degree. I would try a poultice over the thyroid gland and taking it internally because it's going to balance the system and your thyroid is out of balance. It may need more than that. I have had some people tell me that they had help using the clay with their thyroid. I'm not sure if it was hypo or over or under with their thyroid, so I'm really not in a place to address that specifically. I know it won't hurt. So either a poultice directly on the thyroid, you want to help balance it and get it back to working at its natural level. Gloria in New Jersey. A friend wrote about his plight due to extreme mercury poisoning from the removal of mercury fillings by a dentist. Would taking the bentonite clay be beneficial? If so, how much should he begin to drink? Absolutely, it would be beneficial. Drinking it, if he's already had them removed and he's not into any more sources of mercury like fish, when you drink the clay, it only works on the internal canal, the alimentary canal, from the head all the way down to when you defecate through the anus. It doesn't absorb into the bloodstream. However, when people observe mercury in the heavy metals, the overload is so great on the kidney and the livers and the lymph glands, they can't get rid of all the waste product, and it's stored in the body, in the soft tissues and joints of the body. And this is when we start getting a buildup of that. We get achy joints, a lot of aching in our system when we get all these symptoms build up. Clay baths. I would like to see him take 2 clay baths using 2 cups of powdered clay per bath. There are mixing directions on livingclayco.com. There are 2 videos. If you go to the sitemap for mixing instructions and scroll down, you'll see 2 videos, how to mix the clay for a bath. They're very simplified, and how to mix it for drinking. Your 2 cups of clay for heavy metals is important. he may need to take two baths a week for, it could be 2 months, depending on how bad he has it. He will start feeling better. You want the bath water hot, but what happens is when the hot water opens the pores, and it's like an athlete running and sweating because the clay is pulling out through the pores of the skin, you also tend to lose electrolytes. And if the bath is real hot and you stay in there 15 or 20 minutes, you tend to be a little lightheaded when you get out. So drink some water or take some Gatorade with you to replenish your electrolytes and not get dehydrated. It is also excellent for sore muscles. You will find you sleep like a baby. I think clay baths is one of the best things people can do. It just puts the body in a state of rest. We've had children that are autistic that take one clay bath, and it's noticeable that their attention span is longer, that they'll make eye contact, that their verbal skills improve, and that they are calmer. So, yes, get that gentleman on some clay baths, and he needs to have a test, a blood test done to see how much he has so he can test it again later to tell exactly where he is on the detoxing process. Thank you for that question. Joan in Great Falls, how do you make the clay water to put in the eye? Okay, that's a good question. What you want to do is put some clay in a jar, the powder clay, cover it with water, don't shake it, and you want 3 or 4 times as much water as clay. And just let it sit, let the clay on the bottom absorb, and then take a dropper and take some of the drops. Now, I have not tried this. I have heard of some people who did it for eye drops. My mind tells me that the clay is dry and it might dry out the eye, but no one's ever told me that report. What I do is when I have problem with an eye, is even with cataracts, they recommend doing a poultice over the closed eye. Take the thick clay mud, and it's always cool, and fill the whole eye socket, and just lay down 15 or 20 minutes and leave it on the eye. And I do it when I have allergies, and I tend to rub my eyes, and they start itching, and nothing can stop the itching but clay for me. And I'll do a clay poultice. It'll soothe the itching. And generally when I get up, I'll look and I'll have a big stringy pussy piece in my eye that, you know, that coagulates in the corner because it pulls infection and things out. So if you want to do the clay water, let me know how it works for you if you want to do drops. I just have not tried it, so I don't personally recommend it. Okay, let's see what other questions we may have here. I'm going back to look on the clay questions. By the way, next month we're going to have a visitor. She is in the healing profession, and we're looking at having some invited guests on to answer questions with us. And often these people, they're in the holistic field, so they add some really nice insights to what's going on with the clay. And okay, let me hit refresh here and see if that's going to help. I'm not able to get back to my original board on the clay question, so I'm not seeing any more questions there. Now, I do have some questions for last week that were very good. Let's see. Can one use clay during pregnancy and lactation? Yes, my daughter used it. It was the only thing she used that she got relief from heartburn for, and she used it. And it's also said that women, when they have the baby, if they rub clay on their breast, it helps them bring down their milk. Aborigine women's were the ones that used clay when they got pregnant. They used it to get pregnant, and they used it during their pregnancy. It is known they have rubbed it on their stomach like a poultice if the baby was turned the wrong way, and it would turn the baby. And it also helped them, drinking it helped them get rid of the afterbirth and deliver, have easier deliveries. So, if we can learn from people of the past. Are there any people who should not take clay? And that's a very good question. I had to think about that. And actually, I have had people who are very sensitive to any kind of anything. And when they take the clay, they start in small amounts because they know that they're prone to be sensitive, so they don't want to take a regular amount. So they'll take a small amount and build up. And several of them, we have a lot of people who are super sensitive to taking any kind of anything, and they can take the clay. Some of them need to start small and don't need to take as much as a normal dose, but they're generally pretty wise to that. The only thing that clay, primarily we say if you're taking life-supporting medicines, check with your pharmacy, ask them if there's anything that calcium bentonite clay with a 9.7 pH and a negative ionic charge would hurt in their medicines. About the only thing that really hurts is a live bacteria. If they give you an antibiotic with a little hair of the dog, some of the bad bacteria to try to build your immune system, it will go after that if it's got a positive charge. And I think on a vaccine, if you had a vaccine, but you would probably have to put it over the vaccine, directly over the injection site to pull it out, because clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. Now, one of the phenomena about clay that I love is that it has the property of biotransmutation. And it's a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself. And the body can literally communicate with the clay. Since it's a nanocrystal, it has memory. The body knows what it wants, and it can send enzymes to break down what it needs from the clay. As in the case with the shrimp that lived in pools of clay water in a cave in France. And the biologist said there's no way they can live in there. There's nothing of nutritional value. They'll starve to death and die. And they took them out, and they would die, and they put them back, and they thrived. So what they determined was the shrimp had an enzyme that would make peptide chains and convert that to protein. So they were actually making what the body needed from the clay. And as far as the blood is concerned, this is how the clay works. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream, and yet it enriches the blood, and it stops anemia. It also helps with bone density. It does this through biotransmutation. The body has a diastase and an oxidase enzyme, and it brings what it needs out of the clay. It enriches and oxidates and purifies the blood. We have had studies done with dry blood samples under a microscope before clay, and the blood cells were all clumped together. There's an article on aboutclay.com on that, and you can see the pictures. They're all clumped together, sticking together. They're small, and there's a lot of dark debris in the background, which I was told it was evidence of acidity in the blood. Now, after 6 weeks on drinking clay, they took the more slides, and the blood molecules, the blood cells, were all off by themselves. They had a little glow around them, and there was no degree in the background. So it's amazing how this clay works and what it can do for the body. It doesn't cure everything, but it can support the body, so in that regard, it would be difficult to see who could not use the clay. Children can take it, livestock can take it, elderly people get great results from it because they're very much out of balance and tend to be over-acidic, so it helps balancing that. And it looks like we're out of time for today, and I didn't get to tell you about my latest testimony from the 83-year-old with eczema over her whole body who got rid of it in about 3 or 4 days, and it just fell off. She was doing clay baths and clay poultices or clay applications on her body, And it's on the About Clay site under Testimonials, under Skincare and Eczema. And if not, I will get to that next week and we'll talk about that. I'm going to extend a little bit and say one of the questions, if you live in a city with a lot of chlorine in the water, does the ratio of clay to bath water change? That's a very good question. And yes, the clay will absorb the chlorine and therefore it weakens the clay a little bit, but the surface area of clay is so great, I don't see it diluting it much. However, and if you're just taking a clay bath for general body maintenance with a one cup clay, I don't think it will bother anything. If you're heavy metal detoxing like the gentleman that's very high in mercury, or if you have lead or any of these other heavy metals that are detrimental, I would add more clay. You can't go wrong doing more with clay. The rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, you're not taking enough clay. So now go get some clay and have a wonderful day. And we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening and for being with us. Goodbye.